Hello, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us, very close. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 23rd, 2026. In the Inspired Solar Lunar Calendar, it's Tammuz 8, 57, 87. So we are ready now for a another chapter in Amos. Remember the word Amos. Sometimes translated load means information. So if that's where you want to take load, okay, but I like the word information. And he is very informative. He informs us of what Supreme has to tell us here. Let's notice verse 1, Eternal Originator. That's Yahweh. That's the phonetic word that is in the original. Conveys this about three rebellions and about four. That's a favorite repetition that he uses in talking about the rebelliousness of groups that are going to be severely punished in, well, presently and through the very near future. So these are the three rebellions and four, just a symbolic way of putting it, of who is your papa. Do you know that's the meaning of the word Moab? They are through Lot. These people have descended. Here's what Supreme stated to this man who wrote it down for us. I will not turn from it. And that means burning bones of Red's ruler to lime. How do you burn bones to lime? That means nothing's left except the very stone remains that cannot be put into fire. I've been there to the areas of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all that's left is just stone. The wife of Lot, who wanted to have this society, was reduced by rain of burning sulfur to ashes very quickly. So this is talking about Red's ruler. It's interesting, they're talking about Moab here, but they mentioned Red's ruler, that is Edom. Verse 2, I will send blaze in who is your papa, so it's going to be just as bad for Moab too. It will devour fortifications of towns. So that's a very interesting name there for this location. The word means buildings. I think I should have translated that buildings rather than towns. So it's sometimes very easy to get into a careless habit of checking ahead of time. I have been checking like yesterday and today, and now this is the third time and I find more. But that's good. I will see wherever there are corrections and make them. That's my assigned responsibilities by Supreme. So, it will devour fortifications of buildings. Who is your papa? That is, those buildings represent a town, and who's your papa? Oh, I think that building should be a period, shouldn't it? I took it wrong. I guess my seeing eye dog isn't here, so I thought it was a comma. A fortification of buildings, that's a locale in who's your papa. Who's your papa will die in the crash with shouting and ram's horn alarm. This is a terrible time ahead for Moab. But notice now, in verse 3, we read about 3 revives and 4 of praise originator. Wow, that's Judah. Basically, we misconceive. Israel is all over the world, and so is Judah. These are 2 separate groups of 9 and 4 of the original people who were from the kingdom of Israel. So I, Supreme says, will not turn one back, rejecting originator's direction. You want to please him, you accept his direction, he will not refuse to help you. But they have not kept his directive, so there's going to be much punishment. Their deceptions misled them. Their papas went after them. So we have followed into the same element of false religion worldwide, really. Now, as I was saying, Judah is not only located there in and around Jerusalem, that's a tiny segment we call Israel, but it's Judah. But it's in every major city. I was traveling with a Jew from Tehran one time and realized, as I knew when I visited Cairo, there are 30,000 Jews there. He told me there are 30,000 Jews in Tehran. That surprised me. And of course, that's a hotbed right now because of the dangerous religious elements. But they're not just there in Iran. That same religion is all over the world, causing great terror. Going on, verse 5, I will send blaze and praise originator's land. So that's wherever his people are located, all over the world. It will devour success legacies, fortifications. That's especially true of Jerusalem. That's the phonetic word for success legacy. Verse 6, originator conveys this about 3 rebellions and about 4 of most powerful prevails. That is Israel. That is the English-speaking people, American English and English worldwide. That's just 2 of the nations of the 9 that are modern-day Israel. And these people are nations all over the world, especially concentrated in Northwestern Europe. I will not turn him back, selling ethical and silver and destitute for sandals. Excuse me, selling ethical with silver. So he sells the ethical. Any love of money will get you, you know, whatever you want that way. And destitute, they would do that for, you know, anything, any little thing. That's what's wrong with us in the English-speaking world especially. They trample on the planet's soil with the head of weak. They stretched out a way of humble. That means hurting the humble. A man and his papa go to the girl, defiling my distinguished name. So that is running wild. Sex without marriage is worldwide and not just in Israel. Verse 8, they stretched out on clothes, taking a security beside every platform. Those penalized drink wine of their mighty one's place. So they're really into their false religion. We need to understand that It's not a reference to the temple here. Okay, verse 9 continues. I, Supremus, inspired to reveal this to Amos, I destroyed mountain dwellers from their faces. His exaltation was like cedars' exaltation. He's referring, of course, to the cedars of Lebanon that were so great and now don't even exist in Lebanon. He was strong like oaks. I destroyed its product from above and its roots from beneath. Verse 10, I brought you from double strongholds land. He took these people, Israel, most powerful prevails as a whole with all 13 nations out of Egypt. I caused you to go 40 years in desert. You know why that was? Because they were so damn rebellious. He could have led them right up into the promised inheritance immediately, but they were just rebellious and stubborn. To inherit mountain dwellers' land, that is, this land of Canaan, as we commonly call it. Verse 11, I raised up some from your sons for presenters. Yeah, they got killed. And elliptically, I raised up some from your youths for separated ones. Separated are those that are Nazarites, or they were people that were not Levites, but who were able to be grafted in to serve as Levites, at least temporarily. Originator's communication, continuing that verse, most powerful prevails, sons, that's Israel, is this not? And he's talking about, is this not very evident in you? Yes, verse 12, you caused separated ones to drink wine. That's what they were forbidden to do. You ordered presenters saying you must not present. Yeah, I've had that problem. Verse 13, you will note, I will pack you like the cart full of its sheaves is packed. Verse 14, flight vanishes from the swift and strong. Yeah, it's not really very doable to be swift or strong if you don't have the wherewithal. And he says, flight will vanish. That is, you will not escape. His strength will not be strong. No, we are weak. A mighty person will not escape. Yeah, that way it won't work. Verse 15, the bull handler will not stand. One swift with his feet will not escape. A person riding the horse will not escape. There's no way out of this mess. This is punishment involving the demons over humanity who has been so displeasing, especially, as it says here, including Judah and Israel, two aspects of the original Israel. Verse 16, originator's communication, this in conclusion of this chapter, one courageous of heart will escape barely. Oh, in that day, that's just now, just the days and weeks and months and years ahead of us. So we have seen some awesome situations here that are very important for us to grasp, and they are not going to really develop the way we want them to develop, but they are because we have been rebellious, we have been stubborn, we have been foolish, we have chosen death. So every human has chosen death, so we must die. Or, let me explain now, in conclusion, what the options really are for all of us. I don't think anybody's going to listen, but in today's world events, the demons are extremely active today, and we are going to be inundated with these demonic forces of evil unless we flee idolatry, immorality, lying, coveting, and stealing. We must be being renovated or be being converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.